I'm going to talk about tonguing in this particular section again, because I intend to demonstrate. When we deal with the problem of double and triple tonguing, the K position has to be established. And I don't want you to think that I'm pushing a specific place for the K. I am not. What I'm trying to tell you, it's a strictly a K position, and it goes to the tongue stop position for your single tongue, te, ke, that type of thing. Now, I'm going to play, and I'll demonstrate with the voice while holding a playing formation, so it'll sound a little different. Ko 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 ko. Ta 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 ta. Now, all that was done with the jaw in the playing formation, with the lips draped around the teeth. I don't do it ta-ta-ta, ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka, that business like you get in the many books. If you're going to practice your tonguing, you practice setting up your jaw position and your lip formation. And it sounds ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ka. It's not a T or a D or anything like that. It's just interrupting the air column from a position. And it so happens I'm using my voice while doing it. This is without the voice. So, the voice is what expresses the syllable, actually, but remember, you're not singing when you play. So, again, hold the formation. Now, what I will do is play some slow K's first and then try to pick up the speed so that the true position of the tongue is determined when it hits for the K. In other words, you withdraw from a K position. You will find the position based on the size of your mouth, how your tongue is built, because most people have a variation in the internal structure. And all we want to do is get the tongue to comfortably land in the right K position. So I'm not telling you to tongue below the soft palate or the hard palate. All I'm trying to say is if you get the tongue moving fast enough in a K position, you will have found the true striking point and withdrawal point. So I will do them slow at first, and the K position may vary when it's slow, but as I pick up the speed, it will adjust. Here it is. Now single tongue. The K tonguing is slower. You could hear the difference, but all of a sudden the single tonguing has improved. Now, I did three single, three Ks, two single, two Ks, and then I did two singles and one K. You could hear the variation in the sound based on the speed. I'd rather you practice each one picking up the speed so that you get the true withdrawal point and the true striking point for both the Ks and the Ts. It's so important. the K exercises improve your single tonguing enormously. Plus, you develop your double and triple tonguing at the same token. So this little demonstration is to show you how to handle it, and it will improve, and you'll be shocked at the results. Now, I did a series of scales and did some K's, some single tonguing, and the last group, the very last, was single tonguing. So it shows you what can happen from the K's into the single tonguing. Some people won't know the difference.